Seismic AI developed and provides earthquake early warning system. The system was developed with Tel Aviv University, who worked on the last 10 years on developing a set of algorithms that are supposed to address the main issues or the main obstacles that prevented these life-saving systems to be deployed all over the world, or basically where they are most needed. The technology includes also the seismic algorithms, but also AI, as the name implies, and also aspects of distributed computing and cloud-based service. We are not a hardware company. We are a service company, meaning that we are providing an end-to-end solution to earthquake early warning. By the way, it's not just earthquake. We recently expanded our capabilities, and we are also able to warn against potential tsunamis where they are relevant. Because of our unique capabilities, we are also able to do that based and using the same infrastructure that is used for detecting and alerting against earthquakes.
So your system is already up and working at various locations in the world?
Yes, we are currently operating in Israel, in Turkey, in Canada, in India. We are planning to deploy a system in the Philippines during February. The only thing that prevents us and slows us down is currently, of course, COVID, which prevents traveling. But these are the places where we're working today. We have functional working in all of these locations, and we also have deep collaboration with leading seismology institutes, whether it's government agencies or universities, in each one of these locations to basically help us prove that the system works in these specific locations.
So who are your potential clients? We're talking about governments or local authorities, utility companies, transport companies?
So basically we have two models, two business models. One, which is the obvious, we mean governments or municipalities. In these cases, the government or the municipality is buying the system from us. They own the data, and they are responsible for distributing the alert to whoever they wish to. This is the model that we're currently using in Canada. In the Philippines, it's going to be the same, and probably also in India. The second model is what we call a private network. In this model, we, Seismic AI, along with partners that we are collaborating in each one of the relevant locations, we are setting up a network that is funded by us, by us and, of course, our partners. And then we are offering earthquake early warning as a service. It's like paying for your cellular. You're paying like 25 cents a month or half a dollar a month, depending on your region. And you will get the alert. You'll be alerted whenever the system will detect a seismic event that may impact your specific location. So let's give you an example. If we're talking about, let's see, Salt Lake in Utah. Salt Lake, Utah is sitting on a fault, very close to a fault in a very seismic area. In that scenario, we will deploy a network or a seismic network, which is the basic. This is a network of sensors that is basically sensing the ground movement. And then we will be able to offer alert services to Salt Lake City and, of course, its surrounding on a service model, a subscription model, sorry.
So how much advanced warning will you be able to get?
It really depends. I know it's a very bad answer, but let me give you an example. If you are sitting, let's say, take Israel, for example. If you are sitting on the Dead Sea Fault and the earthquake is right beneath you, let's say 5 kilometers beneath you, you will not be able to get any warning. Because by the time that the surface, the shock waves will hit our stations, it will be too late. Now, if that earthquake, for the same earthquake, if you are located in Tel Aviv, you will be able to get approximately 15 seconds. Now, 15 seconds may not sound much, but few things that can be done in this time. First of all, first and foremost, automatic preventive measures. Most of the damages from earthquakes don't occur or not caused by the ground shaking. As strong as an earthquake can be, you know, it won't make you jump up and down in most cases, unless it's a 9 or something, but they are very rare. But most of the damages are coming from fire that are caused by gas pipes bursting, from electricity lines that are, you know, falling down and causing fires, and so forth, and trains being derailed. All these things, all these damages can be prevented by a few seconds of early warning. And these early warning can be translated into preventive measures, like slowing down the trains or shutting down the gas pipes or closing water mains. All these things can save, cannot stop the earthquake, but they can reduce the damage that may be a result of that earthquake.
And your sensors can also predict the epicenter and the magnitude of quakes?
Well, it's just in terms of terminology, we are not predicting earthquakes. No one can predict earthquakes. What we are doing is that once an earthquake starts, there are several types of seismic waves that are being generated from the source. One of them is the P wave, what is called the preliminary wave. Our technology is unique in that it can draw a lot of information from that preliminary wave. Now, this P wave, you won't feel it. It's a fast-moving wave, and it's followed by the S wave. The S wave is the destructive wave. It moves much slower, and the whole idea is to understand from the P wave what will be the impact of the S wave. Okay? So we are not predicting an earthquake. We know that the earthquake happens only after it started. And this is why the alert time can only be between seconds and minutes. It's not as if I know that an earthquake is going to happen even 30 seconds from now. But once it starts, we are the system that will be able to know that an earthquake happened, what its location, what its magnitude, and what will be the estimate, what will be the impact of that earthquake on the locations where our customers are. And in that aspect, we are one of the fastest solutions out there.